Bagpipes are here, and Giddens is he's eating something. I don't know what it is. All right, where are we going, mouthful?
The NFL draft. Well, the first round of the NFL draft was last night.
Well, what happened?
Did were you surprised by anything?
Ask me what I know about it. I listened to freaking soccer last night on the radio. How bored was I?
So you didn't watch the NFL draft?
No.
So who do you guess went first overall?
Probably the what's-his-name from Indiana.
The what's-his-name from Indiana?
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza. The Heisman
Trophy winner?
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza.
What's his name?
Did go first overall.
All right. So, all right.
Do you know of any other players that you think would have gone high?
Auburn didn't have anybody on the list. So I wouldn't.
Not many, no.
Not any in the first. I mean, I'm not really into it if we don't have a lot of Tigers on there.
Alabama had a couple.
Like I said, I'm not really interested if we don't have Tigers on the list.
Kind of a big surprise with one.
Well,
the Rams taking the second quarterback in the draft. What'd you think about that, Alex?
Perfect fit for Ty Simpson. I'm so glad he didn't end up on the New York Jets, where his career would have died.
You know what?
The Arizona Cardinals, where his career would have died.
I'm just glad, even as an Alabama player, that Ty Simpson didn't go to the hapless Bengals.
He would have been injured before he even took a snap.
I mean, every quarterback they get gets a hangnail and sits out 8 weeks.
Sit there with Ronald Acuna?
Yeah. All right.
Caden Proctor to the Dolphins.
Might be one of the 11. Worst picks of the first round.
Yeah, that was a man. If he was Tua was still there, Tua would be 100% retiring by the end of the season.
And what number did he go?
12th. And as they were announcing the pick, the people that were covering the draft were talking about his weight problems. So that just shows you all you need to know about Caden Proctor. I think he's can be a super athlete, but he had so many issues throughout his Alabama career. He was not consistent enough for me to warrant going at 12.
So he and his teammate went 12th and 13th back-to-back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Giddens, how did you hapless Bengals do?
We didn't have a pick in the first round. We traded out.
Thank you. I'll rest on that.
Hey, I knew that. We got Dexter Lawrence in the first round, basically.
I don't give a crap if you've got Santa Claus.
He's the only Pro Bowler that was taken this week.
Pro Bowler? You're wanting to bring that to somebody's resume?
Chandelier was a Pro Bowler.
You're wanting to put that on somebody's resume?
He was a Pro Bowler when it was actually decent to be a Pro Bowler.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think Pampers is going to sponsor the Pro Bowl next year.
The Pampers Pro Bowl?
Yeah. That's what it should be. All right, who else you want
to talk about? Well, there were some interesting stretches taken. I think it really started off number four. Wasn't it number four with Tennessee?
Number three with the Cardinals taking Jeremiah Love.
I mean, I don't agree with it personally, but he was like top five in a lot of mocks. But I don't remember seeing Carnell Tate in the top five in any mocks, and Tennessee jumped up for him.
I'm going to go on and tell you, I think Jeremiah Love was the best running back in the draft. If they needed a running back, I don't know. Did Arizona need a running back?
They did, but you look at they have so many other holes. You look at the Raiders last year drafting Ashton Dinty, who everybody knows was super talented, but they had so many other holes that Ashton Dinty did not have the impact he needed to have. The Cardinals, like the Raiders, don't have an offensive line. Their defense is okay, but
they don't have a quarterback right now.
And they don't have a quarterback. So it's going to be like the Raiders all over again, where it's going to be Jeremiah Love got one as a football game. Our starting quarterback is question mark. It's Jacoby Brissett, but...
So who did Tennessee take fourth that y'all were talking about?
Carnell Tate. Wasn't even the best receiver on his team last year.
Yeah. Can't argue that, but he is very talented. Hey, listen, I can throw you out one name right now that probably had more problems in his college career and his first couple of years in the NFL. How about George Pickens? We'll talk about, you never know. You never know. All right, Giddens, where do you want to go with this now?
The New York Jets and how bad they've drafted.
Well, where were they at? They were second? Who'd they take?
They were David Bailey, who cannot defend the run to save his life.
Well, maybe.
And then at 16, you draft a tight end, Kenyon Sadiq, who is super talented. But again, the Jets, so many holes. And you already drafted a tight end last year, Taylor.
You took Mason Taylor in the second round last year.
And then to follow it all up, at pick 30, Omar Cooper Jr. from Indiana.
The Miami Dolphins?
No, the New York Jets.
They're not at 30.
Yeah, they traded up. Get 30.
Oh, okay.
How awful of a draft.
All right, so let me ask you something. Both of you guys have already talked about having major holes, many holes in the team. If you're an owner and a head coach, okay, and you have a lot of holes, what position do you draft first? Do you go for linemen to protect the quarterback you might get in the draft? I mean, in the trade, or off of waivers or something, or do you draft a running back, or do you draft a quarterback or a defensive player? Giddens, I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Who would you draft? What position player if you have many holes?
If you have many holes, yeah. I'm starting with your line. You're going defensive line or offensive line, probably best available.
So, in round two tomorrow, when your hapless Bengals have a pick, what you're saying is they should select the lineman.
Yeah, because it's never a bad idea for the Bengals to go after offensive line.
They have more holes than a pack of Swiss cheese.
But the Bengals had a lot of defensive holes, too. So, you know.
Like I said.
Across the defensive line and in the front seven entirely, I would be looking for bodies.
So who would you take, Bauman, if you got a lot of holes? What position would you fill?
I would draft offensive line and build out from there. If you don't have a good offensive line and a good defensive line, teams are going to eat you alive. I don't care if your quarterback's Patrick Mahomes.
Alex Golish, are you listening to Alex Bauman? That's all I want to know. We need offensive linemen at Auburn. None of the other matters. If you want to run the football, you got to have the hogs up front.
Offensive line's obviously important, but I feel like possibly the worst stretch of the draft so far is what the Detroit Lions did in the first round. They went down and with a 17th pick and took a guy that's graded as barely a second rounder, really getting third round grades across the board from the Clemson Tigers. Was it Blake Miller?
Blake Miller.
Blake Miller goes 17th overall, and he's graded as the eighth best offensive tackle in the draft.
Well, obviously, somebody graded him better from the Detroit Lions.
I don't know. I don't know if that's as bad as the Dallas Cowboys drafting Malachi Lawrence. Yeah,
Malachi Lawrence is pretty crazy, too.
I don't know if Jerry Jones got confused in his old age, thought that said DeMarcus Lawrence, and was like, had him a couple years ago.
What position does he play?
He's an edge. He's the ninth-rated edge in the draft.
Why did they not draft a quarterback?
They got Dak.
Again, I'm going to ask, why do you not draft a quarterback? Dak Prescott, how many playoff games has he ever won?
They're going to trade for Shadur.
I mean, both of them has played in the Pampers Pro Bowl. What does that tell you? Come on.
It's prestigious.
All right, so I'm going to ask this. Who did best in your eyes? Who did the best in the first round, Bauman?
People might disagree with this because I think might have been a reach at the time. You look at it, the Chiefs trading up to 6 to draft this guy, Mansoor Delane, the cornerback for LSU. He fills a hole that the Chiefs had at cornerback, traded away Trent McDuffie. They needed some help there. And then...
So they went all the way up to 6?
To draft him.
What did Cleveland do?
They traded back and then they ended up getting on Spencer Fano from Utah.
How stupid. They're like glutton idiots. Like, you trade up the 6th pick to get who?
And then at the end of the first round, the Chiefs followed up with Peter Woods to pair him alongside Chris Jones, who Chris Jones is probably towards the tail end of his career to learn from him. Peter Woods already super talented. I think those two picks end up making the Chiefs a lot better and keeping that dynasty going as you get younger players.
Giddens, who did the Pittsburgh Steelers take at 21st?
Good luck with that one, Giddens.
I got to look.
21st. First name's Max.
Max Iheanacho.
Close enough.
He'll fit right in with all the rest of them. I don't know how to pronounce. All right. Well, about Buffalo? What'd they do?
How about, I forgot about this. You were saying that, you know, it wasn't important to watch the draft, but Auburn did have somebody drafted. It was just so late, I'd already gone to sleep. Keldrick Fault.
Yep. Who'd he go to?
He went to the Titans, didn't he?
Yeah, Tennessee Titans.
Titans traded up for him. Traded back into the first round to get him.
Okay. A guy I think has high upside, but right now a little raw talent-wise.
I think he needs to put on a little muscle weight. And not that he's not strong, but he's not a very big edge person. And a lot of NFL player people had talked about playing him at outside linebacker too.
And I think it goes to the perfect situation with Robert Saleh, defensive mastermind. He'll get the most out of a guy like Kendrick Fuller.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But if you ask me who I think had the best first round, I got to go with the Giants.
Nah, they lost me with Francis Maunoa, who has bad knees.
It's not a great decision there, but I give them credit just for getting Arvell Reese fifth.
Well, you know what?
I mean, the fact they got Reese fifth is...
They got Reese fifth, and then they got... Who was it, 10th? Who'd you say?
Francis Maunoa from Miami.
Which, yeah, he is in the number... According to ESPN, he's the number one rated tackle in the draft.
But you know what?
But he did have a bad physical. So,
but you know what the worst thing about that 10th selection is? Is the Giants got it from your hapless Bengals.
What do you have against my Bengals?
I'm saying they gave up the 10th pick to get in the second round.
Dexter Lawrence. They got Dexter Lawrence for it.
Oh, my God.
Never seen a team have more of a almost bipolar round than the Dallas Cowboys. You get Caleb Downs, who a lot of people think might be the best player in the draft, and then followed up with Malachi Lawrence, like we said. If they would have drafted someone other than Malachi Lawrence, I think the Cowboys had the best first round.
I think if you took a stripe off of the Bengals' helmet for every wrong move that they made, the helmet would be white.
Dexter Lawrence, nicknamed Sexy Dexy, is a nose tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals.
And the minute he steps on their camp turf,
he's going to get hurt.
He's going to either get hurt or his stock goes down like a plunger.
He's a two-time second-team All-Pro, a three-time Pro Bowler.
Pro Bowlers don't matter, Giddens.
The Panthers
Geno Pro Smith Bowl. made the Pro Bowl.
He was all rookie.
Chandelier made the Pro Bowl. Joe Flacco, at 45 years old, made the Pro Bowl.
Giddens.
He has 300.
You could make the Pro Bowl.
Hey, all of these guys that are getting drafted, you know what their current career statistics are, right? They have zero tackles. They have zero career sacks. You know what Dexter Lawrence has? He has 341 career tackles, 30 and a half career sacks, 5 forced fumbles, 15 pass breakups, and an interception. He has productivity that not a single one of these players that we're going to talk about,
turn them off.
All 32 drafted today.
Pampers Pro Bowl.
I didn't say anything about the Pro Bowl. I said productivity.
No, you said he was an All-Pro.
And you can discredit that if you want to, but you can't discredit what he's done in real NFL games against real NFL competition, something that I'm a fan of Arvell Reese. I'm a fan of Sonny Styles. They hadn't done anything in the NFL yet. So the Bengals could have taken the Francis Maunoa with his bad knees at 10, or they take a guy that's literally won things in the NFL already in the prime of his career.
Can I say this?
What?
When Christmas comes in 2026 and your Bengals are 2-15, I'm going to ask you, how's Dexter Lawrence doing?
If he's had a great year, he's had a great year. It's not his
fault. But they're 2-15.
I don't think they'll be 2-15.
You're probably right. They'll be 1-16. All right. Time to get out of here. All right. Your winner of the first round, Giddens?
The Giants.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. I'm going to say the Bengals. You know
Thank
why?
You. Thank you.
You know why? They didn't have a pick in the first round.
Hey, it's not bad. Dexter Lawrence.
They didn't even show up to the party, Bauman.
We'll see how the rest of their weekend goes.
You know what the Bengals front office did tonight? They went out to dinner and watched the rest of their draft on ESPN.
They went and hung out with Diana Rossini.
They said, hey, maybe we can take Dexter Lawrence out with us.
He'll eat their meal.
Yeah.
And his meal.
Just like
Giddens. Sexy Dexy.
Are you going to eat that?
I want to see David do the Sexy Dexy.
I want to see Giddens go without saying, are you going to eat that?